From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler.
Singer-songwriter Kate Campbell will perform in Columbus on Friday, December 5th with six-string concerts along with opener Ken Yates at the Columbus Performing Arts Center's Shed Theater. More information is available at craftheshow.com. Welcome to Craft, Kate Campbell.
Well, it's good to be coming back. I think I've been there before, but it's good to be talking to you and talking to WCBE and excellent, and I'm very excited about being back at Six String.
Yes, and you're coming back to the wonderful weather that we're having here. Today it's 11 degrees, and since you're from the South, I hope you'll appreciate how much we've turned it into an icebox for you.
I know. Well, it's actually, you know, I'm talking to you from Nashville, which is where I live, and it's a little bit chilly for me down here today, too. So,
Kate Campbell, you have more than a dozen albums to your credit, including 2012's Thousand Pound Machine and 2013's collaboration with a group, I believe it's technically a trio, called the New Agrarians with Due South Co-op. What are some of the ways that you've changed over the years in creating music?
Well, I think I've been, I've kind of always been particular through the years, but I think overall I've had wonderful producers, but I've grown to be a little bit more patient, and I've always been involved. Like I said, I've become more involved, and I feel like I've learned to trust my own instincts, than when I started 20 years ago. So as far as the recording goes, and tried to wait and just see how the writing and how the collection, that whatever particular collection I'm thinking is going to be a recording, is going to come together, you know, including people that I meet along the way, musicians, possible producers, or if I'm going to do it basically by myself. And I just think that just comes with experience and age and time. And that's been a cool process. I used to, early on, I think I used to worry more, and now I just try to let that process unfold much more than I used to.
Okay. Does that mean that record creating albums has gotten more fun for you through the years, or what's that like?
I think so, overall. Overall, yes. Like I said, I think I used to have a little bit more angst, but I think I've allowed myself to enjoy the process more than I used to, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I've always kind of done, I think, recording differently, and that I kind of, all of my recordings, I have they're not really concept albums, but they are definitely tunes that, for me, appear and belong together. And it really doesn't matter in the end if everyone else gets, you know, where I started from. But that's kind of been the fun for me, the mystery of it all. And like I said, early on, I would doubt myself more. I just go, now I go with it. So,
speaking of going with it, tell me about how that works with something like the New Agrarians, where you're collaborating in a group and doing group songwriting.
Well, luckily, we're all weird in the same way, me and Tom and Pierce. So, okay. Since we're all strange and neurotic in many different ways. We've kind of structured the New Agrarians the same way because, number one, we all really have our separate paths and gigs and everything that we do more of, and it's kind of been fun for us just when we said, okay, now let's get together and write and sing together, and it's been fun, but it's also been very open. So there, again, it's been more of an artistic experience than y'all are all doing a co-write for a publishing firm in Nashville. None of us have to do that anymore. We can write, you know, however we want, and it was just for us. So We would make a couple of days of it, and we still do. We had some gigs this past weekend, and we got together at my house a couple weeks before and rehearsed for several days. And so it's kind of fun because we just play and sing, and that was the way it was when we were collaborating on the New Agrarians project. Obviously, we had tunes that we had written separately that we brought to the project. We felt went with that. But then, like I said, over a period of a couple of years, we would get together and write. And it was just kind of an all-day, couple-of-day thing. We'd get together, not too early, of course, hang out, kind of have our little, what we call our writing station. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd set all of our different stuff out. We had the guitars and stuff. And then, of course, we drank a lot of coffee and snacked all day. And it was a very fun it was fun. And again, I think because we did it for ourselves, and it was really started, I think, with Pierce's idea many years ago. So that's been fun. It's kind of been like a play day, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We get together, oh, it's play day, you know. So that's been cool. So no force, anything. Again, it's similar. I think one reason why we work together is we all you know, we get together and we talk about similar things, especially for the New Agrarians project and things we've been thinking about. And it all, we all have, in some sense, similar backgrounds. And so, and that's really, even through the years, the people, everybody that I've worked with, there's been some point, I think, especially those who I've worked with over the years, more than once, as far as producers or co-writers, it's all been people that we kind of have some sort of similar bond, or I don't know if it's where we come from, or we like the same foods or whatever. And it's just fun. We hang out, we talk about what we've been thinking about. And in my case, usually, because I've always been able to control really what I wanted to record, I said, well, you know, I've been thinking about this lately, and this is what I'm thinking about for the recording of this record, and where I'm thinking about recording it. And because I kind of write that way, I have a theme, themes going, like I said. It's not just here's a song, there's a song, now I think I'll throw them all together and put them on the record. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is with the New Agrarians. You know, we kind of have, these are things we're interested in, we want to write about, and this is for the New Agrarians. And so there's not that, who's, you know, what song are we going to pitch this to, and maybe so-and-so will do it for their number one country hit.
Okay.
So those are two different kinds of writing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Yeah. Now, you're going to, like I said, be in Columbus on December 5th with Six String. What kind of thought goes into the set list that you choose for that? If you've got 13 albums of material to draw from, what makes you think, okay, you know, I want to do the same thing all the time so I get really, really good at it and I can perfect it, or I want to pull out maybe different songs for different areas that have a relationship to maybe that area or something like that? How does that work for you on your set lists?
It gets kind of harder and harder because I have a lot of material to choose from. And folks through the years, I mean, I have some fans, especially in the Columbus area, who have heard my music from the very beginning. And so what inevitably happens is someone catches me before the show and it's like, oh, you just have to do this. Mm-hmm. Which might be from the first record, which is fine, because people have been so wonderful all these years and they want to hear songs from the first record, the middle records, you know, the new record if they've heard it. So I'm very pretty specific. I kind of have it's kind of like a feeling for the set list for the area, and I do take note of that, and I also take note of when I'm doing it. It's not really that I have a theme, but a flow that I like to do. And I try to take into consideration, again, some tempo things and some fun stuff that people really love and the stories they like that I tell in concert. And So some of those are old songs, but then, you know, I try to do new stuff that's interesting for me. I'm saying, you know, well, here's a part of the journey. Here's some new stuff. I don't know exactly where it's going to fit in tonight, but this is a new song I've just written. So I try to give a pretty broad spectrum. And within that, though, I think my music is quite thematic. So there are things that I've consistently written about and mean a lot to me that I've sung about all these years.
Okay. Is there one song that you're sure that you're going to play in Columbus when you get here?
Well, probably. I mean, there's several songs probably just because people have asked for them for all the years. I mean, one tune that really surprised me, it first appeared on my, I guess my third recording is Crazy in Alabama. And so that continues to be a part of my set list.
Well, I heard Odessa's mind was sick, that she was crazier than hell. The police caught her turning tricks down at the Blue and Gray Motel. Odessa was the neighbor's maid. She had 10 miles at home to feed.
I think it's important to talk about civil rights and the change in our country and the ongoing issues of race relations, and that's a big part of what I sing about. So I have to tell you, I was so shocked at first. I thought, oh wow, I don't know if this will ever fly anywhere. And it was so amazing to me, the response, even initially in Boston, that radio responded to that tune, and then at the concerts. And most places to this day, they say, really, Kate, we don't care what you sing, but we want you to sing Crazy in Alabama. Anything else you can pick, whatever, we don't care, but we want you to sing Crazy in Alabama. So that's a pretty, it's a staple, because, you know, for most of my sets. So for sure I'll do that one.
Why do you think people have responded to it in that way? How do you account for the popularity of it or the request for it?
Well, I think, you know, it took me a while to get it. But, you know, songwriting for me has been a really dialogue with the people that I come from. And it was a way for me to talk about where I come from and the people that I come from and the issues that, especially when I was a little girl, didn't always make sense. And I think the thing about Crazy in Alabama is it's written from a child's perspective. And it's, you know, it's a variety of images, because that's really in the 1960s. I was a little girl. And I didn't really understand everything that was going on around me. You hear adults talking, you would see images. You know, my family had a little black and white TV, which is interesting that it was just a black and white TV, no color. And, and that, I think, allows us, you know, especially in a lot, a narrative songwriting style is not only a way for me to process things personally, but I think it allows people from wherever you're from to hear it in story form. I think sometimes allows our own feelings to digest things easier than being told you have to think about it this way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. I think that's maybe why people have responded to Crazy in Alabama.
Kate Campbell, I thank you very much for talking to me today on Craft, and we're looking forward to your Friday, December 5th appearance with Six String Concerts in Columbus, Ohio. So thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you, Doug.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.